It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway
pregame show. This is Paul Ramo. I'm in Dawson tonight for a Camden Conference matchup between the Ortonville Trojans and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. It's the last regular season game. Can you believe that? Oh, my, the volleyball season just flew by. And here we are in the last regular season game. Section playoffs will begin next Monday. And amazing how fast things go. So the Blackjacks are hosting the Ortonville Trojans tonight. Both teams are struggling in the win-loss column this year. Ortonville, 3 wins and 14 losses. Dawson Boyd, 4 wins and 21 losses. They do have some common opponents. Dawson beat Benson in a tournament, 2-0. And Ortonville lost to Benson, 2-0. Ortonville Trojans, they had defeated Dawson Boyd earlier in the season in the Benson tournament back on September 14th. Ortonville beat Dawson Boyd 2-0. Close matches, 25-18, 25-17. So, I'm guessing two evenly matched teams here. We possibly could go to 5 sets tonight. We'll see what happens. Dawson Boyd girls got their pink T-shirts on. Of course, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they're recognizing that here tonight as well. B-Squad, Ortonville swept Dawson Boyd 3-0, and B-Squad action, 25-22, 25-7, and 15-13. Looking at the schedule in the Camden Conference tonight in volleyball. Boy, the Camby Lancers, they have had a busy last few days being in the tournament. And then last night, Camby, they were in Tyler, and they defeated the state-ranked Knights 3-1. And two state-ranked teams going at it there last night in Tyler. Camby's right back at it. They're still on the road. They're in Renville tonight, taking on Renville County West. Lakeview, they're hosting Yellow Medicine East. State-ranked McCray Wolverines, ranked number 7. They're on the road, and they're in Kirkhoven tonight to take on the Fighting Saints. And Minneota Vikings, ranked number 4 in Class A. They're hosting Tracy Milroy Ballantyne. West Central Conference, Montevideo's at Morris tonight, and Benson is hosting Minnewaska area. That is your schedule tonight in volleyball. Let's take a look at the starting lineups, your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Camby and Madison. First, for the visiting Ortonville Trojans, the libero player is Michaela Johnson. She wears number 2. She's a junior. Number 3, a right side hitter, Sarah Nye. Number 5, Abby Ebnett. Ebnett's a freshman, and she's the center. Riley Conroy is number 10, and Conroy is a sophomore, and she's a middle hitter. Cassie Arndt is a senior. She's an outside hitter. Allie Zuraff, number 14, is a junior and middle hitter. And Elena Nelson, number 16, defensive specialist and a junior. The Trojans are coached by head coach Becky Reich, assistant coach Stacy Longnecker, and statistician is Brianna Nelson. Hey, I don't think I've ever introduced the statistician before, but Brianna Nelson gets a shout out there being statistician for the Ortondale Trojans tonight. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, the usual starters, number two, Natalia Ritter, defensive specialist and a senior. Number three, Addison Tufto, middle blocker, 5'8 senior. Number six, Reese Johnson, outside hitter, 5'8 senior. Number seven, Bailey Boffin, the center, 5'7 senior. Number 10, Kyler Yomlin, outside hitter, 5'4 ninth grader. Number 11, Lindsay Lund, defensive specialist, 5'7 senior. And number 15, a sophomore, outside hitter, 5'8, Caden Perkins. The Blackjacks are coached by Haley Gritmacher, assisted by Amber Omlin and Caroline Dahl. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight between the Trojans and the Blackjacks. I want to give a shout-out to some Dawson Boyd, Lacapau Valley girls tennis players. Hey, congratulations to Hannah Oy and Kayla Jan in doubles today in Sioux Falls. They play second, and they're on the way to the state tennis tournament next week. So congratulations again to Kayla Jan and Hannah Oy. And Sadie Hacker and Gertie Sig, the other doubles team for Dawson Boyd, Lacapau Valley, they placed fourth in the section tournament. So big day there for Coach Brant Hacker and the girls tennis team. I believe Montevideo Thunderhawks had a section champion, individual champion, I should say. She's on her way to the state tournament as well. And that would be Brooke Lindahl or something like Brooke is her first name. And so she's the section individual champ from the Montevideo Thunderhawks. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem and introduce the players. And we'll be back with the first serve between the Trojans and the Blackjacks right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Stevenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank,
Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Welcome back, everybody, to Dawson Boyd High School for your Camden Conference volleyball matchup tonight between the Ortonville Trojans and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Now, the PA announcer introducing the starters out there on the floor. Nice crowd on hand again here in Dawson. Last regular season volleyball match. Tell you what, next week is going to be crazy, folks. Section tournaments begin in volleyball and football and section cross country, and it's going to be crazy next week. Monday section volleyball starts. Tuesday we got section football to start, and then it'll just go on after that. It's going to be hectic the next couple weeks, that's for sure. And there's going to be some outstanding section tournament play this year, I have a feeling, in volleyball and football, so should be fun. All right, the introductions have been made, the national anthem has been played, and we are ready for some volleyball between the Trojans of Ortonville and the Blackjacks from Dawson Boyd High School. Your starters again for Dawson Boyd: Ritter, Tufto, Johnson, Boffin, Yomlin, Lund, and Perkins. For Ortonville, we have Nye, Ebnett, Johnson, Conroy, Zurath, and Elena Nelson. And Michaela Johnson, I should say, too. They're Michaela Johnson is an 11th grader. And we're ready for some volleyball. There's the whistle. And serving is Lindsay Lund, the senior. And she gets it over to net. And we are underway. And there's a net violation on Ortonville right off the bat here. And the Trojans go up, or the Blackjacks go up 1-0. Lund serves again. And it's an ace serve. It hit the corner. Lindsay Lund, the senior. She'll graduate, and she's going to Winona State next year to play college golf and continue her education at Winona State. Good for her. And can't wait to see her on the golf course. And there's a now nice kill by Addie Tufto. Tufto with the kill. And the Blackjacks have jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Serve goes into libero player. That's Johnson. And another net violation on Ortonville. Somebody touched the net. And it's 4-0. Wow. Lund serves again. It goes out of bounds on the side court. Lindsay's serve on the right side. McDominay, the referee, the floor referee, almost hit him in the head. Serving for Ortonville right now is number 21, Bree Powell. She comes off the bench to serve. It goes into the back row. Here's Boffin with a set, and Boffin's going to be called with a carry. You get some referees that are really touchy on the setting. You got to get that volleyball off your fingertips quick. Ball goes into Perkins. Here's Boffin with the set. Tough though, blocked at the net. Nice block by the Trojans. And now the block that was by Riley Conroy, and then she returned the hit out of bounds. Point Dawson boy. Conroy with a really nice block there. Blackjacks hit it right back into her, and then she hit it out of bounds. 5-2 Dawson Boyd. Perkins up to Boffin. Here's Reese Johnson from the outside. You're not going to stop that. One of the best hitters in the Camden Conference, Reese Johnson. I've seen Reese play volleyball her whole varsity career, and wow, she's been good, but she's really improved year after year. She's playing outstanding right now in her senior year. Blackjacks have a 7-2 lead. Here we're in set one. And serving is Yamlin. Goes into the back row. Here's Sarah Kirkaby for Ortonville. Johnson hits it, and it's out. Ooh, that looked in from up here. And it's 7-3. Bailey Merritt will come in to serve for the Ortonville Trojans, number 18. Bailey's a junior, and she serves. Goes into Boffin's going to set. Now Reese on the outside, partially blocked at the net. Trojans from the outside goes up, blocked at the net by Boffin. Here's a drive by number 15, and Blackjack play it nicely over the net. Sarah Kirkaby hit the ball hard. I think that was Lindsay Lund getting it up to Reese Johnson. And the serve goes into the back row. This is Ritter with the serve, and the Blackjacks get the point there on the block by Perkins. And we're going to have a timeout by head coach Becky Reich of the Ortonville Trojans. Blackjacks 9, Ortonville 3 with the timeout on the floor. We'll take a commercial break and be right back with more volleyball right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Representative Chris Wazinski brings common sense and rural values to St. Paul. Chris worked to stop Minnesota's unfair taxes on Social Security and military retirement benefits. He also worked to shrink the property tax burden that Main Street businesses pay to the state. In order to ease the process of passing down farms and businesses to the next generation, Chris worked to cut property taxes for farmers and to eliminate their estate tax. Vote for Representative Chris Swazinski this November. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
All right, we're back here in Dawson, Ortonville, and Dawson Boyd in volleyball. And as we come out of commercial break, the Trojans, Kirkaby gets the kill there for the Ortonville Trojans. 9-5, Ortonville down to the Blackjacks here in set one. Here's Bailey Boffin with the set, and high set to Reese Johnson, and it's good. Reese has already picked up 3 kills. Reese is listed at 5'8", but she looks taller than that. 10-5, it's a 5-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Bailey Boffin serves, Ortonville plays it up. Abby Ebnant gets it over the net for the Trojans. Here's Johnson from the outside again. Ooh. 4 kills for Johnson. 11-5, Dawson Boyd. Got a video scoreboard here in the Dawson gym. Pretty nice. 11-5 Blackjacks. The Trojans hit it back over. Here's Bailey with the set. Perkins with a short tap. And a nice play at the net there by number 14, Allie Zuroff. Zuroff. Allie gets the point. She's a junior. In now is Cassandra Arndt, a senior. She's at the net for the Trojans. And the serve by the Trojans goes into Ritter. Passes the ball up to Bailey. Here's Reese Johnson from the outside. Nice block. Beautiful dig there by Bailey Boffin. The set. by the Trojans. The hit. And another nice dig in the back row by Boffin. Holy cow. And that one she couldn't get, and it's in. Oh, it's out. Point Dawson Boyd. Whoa, what play there by Bailey Boffin, the senior, with two beautiful digs to keep it off the floor. And there's some hard hits there by Zuraff of Ortonville. And there's one of them. She gets the kill for Ortonville. 12-7. Blackjacks. Boy, those are some acrobatic digs by Bailey. 12-7. Ortonville down, and they serving. Boffin. Here's Stratmone pushes it deep into the corner. The libero player, Johnson, passes up the net. And the Blackjacks get the point there. 13-7. Addie Tufto off the bench, back at the net with Perkins and Stratmone. Here's an easy point, and Stratmone and the Blackjacks. Ortonville plays it back over. Here's Bailey. Yamlin throws it across the court. Ortonville with a nice dig in the back row. Back to the Blackjack side. Stratmone setting up. Tufto with a big drive. Oh, nice dig there by Kirkaby. Boffin setting up. Tufto with a big kill. Wow. That's fun to watch. Kirkaby with some nice digs for the Ortonville Trojans in the back row. Here's Perkins with an ace serve for Caden Perkins. And the Blackjacks have extended their lead to 15-7. Perkins serves. Throwing it over is number 12, Cassandra Arndt, but Arndt calls with a double hit there. Arndt is going to come out of the game now. Back in for Ortonville's Alyssa Arndt. 16-7, Blackjacks. Perkins, nice dig. Ortonville plays it back over. Here's Stratmone. So Yamlin in the corner. She throws it in the back row. Ortonville gets it over on the third hit. Back to Bailey Boffin setting up. Tufto in the middle. Boom! Kaboom! Addie Tufto with another nice set by Bailey Boffin. 10-point lead for Dawson Boyd, 17-7. And Coach Reich of the Trojans calling a timeout. We'll take another break. You're listening to Blackjack Trojan Volleyball here on Q92.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions 92 Sports Booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Blackjacks lead 17-8 as we pick up the action here in set number one. And Ortonville's number four, Alyssa Arndt, just hit the ball out of bounds, giving the 18th point to the Blackjacks. Lindsay Lund off the bench to serve. She had an ace serve to start the match. Paul Ramel here in Dawson tonight. Ortonville in Dawson Boyd. Last regular season volleyball match. Section play begins Monday, and right now it's a 10-point lead for the Blackjacks, and there's a kill for Alyssa Arndt, number four, the sophomore for the Trojans, with a nice kill on the outside. 18-9, serving is Bree Powell. Bree Powell with the volleyball, and she punches it across the net into Ritter. Boffin with a back set. The top, though, oh, that was a thing of beauty there. What a nice set by Bailey Bop. And it was a back set, kind of a slide. They call it a slide, I think. And Topso just smoked it. 19-10, Blackjack's up by 10. So it was the serve by Dawson. Boy, it is good. Trojans unable to play it across the net. That was Kyler Yomlin, the ninth grader, with the serve there, 20-9. And Yomlin serve again, this time Trojans are on the front of the net. That was Kirkaby, gets it over. Boffin setting up, Reese Johnson, boom, look out. Get out of the way. Kill number five for Reese Johnson. Yomlin serves again, a serve for Kyler. Oh, that was a hard serve that just barely cleared the net. It was like a sinker ball. You could say there's a lot of movement on the volleyball there, and that one she served out of bounds. Nice job by Kyler Yomlin. Blackjacks in control here, 22-10. Trojans serving. It's over to net. Bumped it up to Bailey, a little too far. Oh, Bailey backhands it and throws it over to net. Wow. What a smart play there by the senior, Bailey Boffin. She's played a tremendous first set. ...23-10, Dawson Boyd. And Trojans number 10, Riley Conroy, hit it out of bounds. Set point for Dawson Boyd, 24-10. Ritter trying to wrap it up here, and she does with an ace serve. And the Blackjacks win it, 25-10, a 15-point win there for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks in set one. Wow. We'll take a couple-minute break here between sets, and we'll hear a word from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back with set two between the Trojans and the Blackjacks.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners' premier seed line, AP Select. Offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Haas, Madison.
We are back. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're in Dawson tonight. Camden Conference matchup here between the Trojans and the Blackjacks. And Dawson Boyd handily won the first set 25-10. Just got news that the Dawson Boyd Lacapoil Valley Boys Cross Country Team They are conference champs at Hawk Creek Golf Course outside of Raymond early this evening. And so congratulations to the boys team there. We'll get all the results tomorrow on the local sports report. 1-1 here in set two. Blackjack took the first set 25-10. They lead here in set two, 2-1. And serving is Tyler Yamlin. She had a nice ace serve in set one. Here's the serve. Goes into number five. That's Ebnett. And the Trojans aren't going to get it over on the third hit. Point Dawson Boyd, 3-1. Ortonville's three wins. They're 3-14. They're three wins. One of the wins came against Dawson Boyd. And the other two wins were against Ashby in the tournament. And Ashby has yet to win a match. Oh, look at Reese Johnson. Six kills for Reese Johnson. 4-1. Blackjack's jumping out to a 4-1 lead. Tyler Yamlin continuing to serve here for Dawson Boyd. Goes into the back row to Johnson. Michaela passes up front. Here's a drive by Kirkaby, and it's good. Nice hit there by Sarah Kirkaby of the Ortonville Trojans. Back in for Ortonville is Allie Zuraff, a junior. Here's a serve by Kirkaby, and Lund hits it over on one hit, and a block by Boffin. And then Ortonville hits it out of bounds. What a block by Bailey Boffin. Oh, one-on-one there at the net. I think that was, might have been Kirkaby hitting it, or Arndt. And there's a service there by Natalia Ritter. And it's 5-3, Dawson Boyd. Hey, we're going to, tomorrow night, I can't wait. I'm going to be in Mineota football on a Wednesday night because of MEA. Mineota hosting these Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, tomorrow night. Some of the football players here cheering on the girls. Ortonville just, Dawson Boyd just hit the ball out of bounds on the side. It's 5-4. 5-4 Blackjacks. And the serve, and Ritter decides to play in the back row. Lund that gets the call for a carry. Tied up 5-5. Don't think Ortonville has had a lead yet here in the match. The serve is high. Goes into Ritter, passes up. Nice pass up to Boffin. And that was Perkins with the drive. Reese Johnson sets up, and a nice play there by the Trojans at the net. Let's see who that was. Get her number here. I think that was, yeah, Abby Ebnett. Abby Ebnett with the kill. And the Trojans have taken the first lead of the match here, 6-5. Lund passes up to Boffin. Here's Johnson from the outside. You're going to get that all the time. Just keep feeding Reese. Keep feeding her. She's hot right now, Reese Johnson. Stratmone, Claire Stratmone, the ninth grader, comes in. Can't wait to watch her on the basketball court this winter. Boffin serves. Here's the third hit by the Trojans. They get it over the net. Yamlin up to Boffin. John Reese got a little misstep there. And a block there by number four, Alyssa Arndt. And it's 7-6, Ortonville. Dawson Boyd, well, I'm going to use the word dominated in the first set, winning 25-10. Here the Trojans playing a little better here in set two. Here's Johnson again with a kill with another nice set from Bailey Boffin. Boffin well together, let me tell you. Got to have a good setter in volleyball, and the Blackjacks have one in Bailey Boffin. Reese Johnson's going to serve. Hits the net. A service there for Reese. Here's a libero player serving for Ortonville, Michaela Johnson. And she serves it out of bounds. Went a little too long. That wasn't close. That was close. It almost hit the line, the back line. And we're tied back up 8-8. Perkins serves in the middle of the court. It goes. Here's the set, and the hit from the outside is good by number 10, Riley Conroy. Conroy with the kill at the net for Ortonville, and she has put the Trojans back up on top, 9-8. Yeah, football tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff from Compline Field. The Blackjacks and the Vikings, tune in for that one, folks. Going to be a great one. Here's Tofto with a monster kill. Man, when she attacks the net, get out of the way, Addie Tofto. Guess who set her up with a beautiful set? Poppin. 9-9. I think this is Lindsay serving, and it's an ace serve for number 11, Lindsay Lund. That's her second ace serve of the match. And she has put, I like the video board up here. They got Lindsay swinging a golf club in her volleyball uniform. That's pretty cool. Ooh, the Trojans' Riley Conroy hit the ball too long out of bounds at the net. And the Blackjacks have gone on a bit of a run here now, 11-9. Lund serve, hitting it up there was Kirkaby. They get it over the net. Here's Poppin setting up Yamlin from the outside that time. Kyler with her second kill, and I thought Coach Reich was going to call a timeout. She's not. Here's Madeline Sletten coming in. She's a sophomore. Lund serves. Chosen's having some trouble. Now they get it across. That was Kirkaby. Here's Poppin, and Tufto gets the job done again. Six kills for Addie Tufto. Eight kills for Reese Johnson. All set up by Bailey Poppin. Lund, she's a good server, Lindsay is. Gets it over. Third hit coming from the Trojans. Deep in the back row. Lund pass. Nice pass from Lindsay. The top to Poppin, and Poppo gets the job done again. What a nice pass by Lund. And she gets a high five from Coach Haley Gridmacher. And it's 14-9. Timeout by the Trojans. We'll take a break and be back with more volleyball from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Of course, brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
All right, we're back. It's coming out of commercial break. Blackjacks lead 16-9. And Ortonville's libero player, Michaela Johnson, a little injured there, and she got up on her own power and walked off. And Lindsay Lund with another ace serve. Looks like Michaela Johnson sitting on the end of the bench. I don't know if she twisted her ankle, but she has taken herself out. Blackjacks, it was close, you know, 5-4, 6-5, Ortonville. And now the Blackjacks really went on a big run, and now they lead 18-9. Lund continuing to serve here in set number two. Blackjacks won the first set. Oh, nice play there by number 15, Kirkaby. Gets the point for the Trojans, 18-10. Nice job by Lindsay Lund serving. Wow. Bailey Merritt comes in to serve for the Ortonville Trojans. Here's a serve in the Lund. Pops it up in the air. Perkins passes up to Yamlin. It was tipped. Trojans need to play it. Now they got to get it over on the third hit, and they do. Boffin setting up Yamlin from the outside. Here's Kirkaby with the hit, partially blocked at the net by Boffin. Boffin setting up. Tough though. And oh, a nice dig there by Merritt. Here's Boffin, throws it over. Oh, another nice play by the Trojans. A good defense. This is the longest volley of the night, folks. It's a good one. And then, and Yamlin gets the point at the net. Tyler, now the long volley, some good defensive plays by both sides. A tremendous dig for Ortonville. 19-10. Blackjacks lead. And here's the serve by Dawson Boyd. Ebnett will throw it over in the back row to Perkins. Passes the ball up to Boffin. Here's Johnson from the outside. And Reese Johnson just picked up her ninth kill. Her ninth kill. Boy, Boffin is feeding these girls, setting them up perfectly, especially Tufto and Reese Johnson. 20-10, Dawson Boyd here in set two. They won the first set 25-10. And the Blackjacks serve. Trojans can't get it over on the third hit. Carmen Brewers serving. Senior. Carmen tosses the ball. Hits nice serve in the libero back on the floor there. That's Michaela Johnson. Good to see that. She's back on the floor after being shaken up a few minutes ago. Had to take herself out of the game. Ortonville hits it down low. Nice save by Lund. Boffin saves it. And Roar. DeVore gets it over the net. And now Perry called on Ortonville. And it's 22-10. Dawson Boyd. Carmen Brewers. Tosses the ball in the air, and the ball goes deep into the back row to Johnson. Passes up front. Here's play in the middle of the court. Lund dives for it and digs it up. Here's Reese from the outside. It's good. No, it's out. Ooh, back judge said it was out. Here's Ryland Beesman, sophomore in for the Trojans. 22-11, excuse me. And serve goes long, out of bounds. 23-11, Dawson Boyd. That serve there was by Riley Conroy. Here's Wente in to serve. And she serves it into the net. 23-12. Coming in to serve for Ortonville is, oh no, she's going to play at the net. Elena Nelson comes in to serve for the Ortonville Trojans. 23-12. Blackjacks. They lead one set to none. They're trying to go up two sets to none on the Ortonville Trojans. Oh, nice play by Wente to get it over, but it goes. She hit it all out of bounds on the side. Nice play by Madeline to keep it off the floor, but it went over the net, but it went off on the side court. Here's Perkins, throws it deep in the corner, 23-13. Boffin digs it up. Here's a play, hit out of bounds by the Trojans, number four, Alyssa Arden. We're at set point for Dawson Boyd. Stella Roth comes in, a ninth grader. Roth at the net. Boffin will serve. Set point. Next point for the Blackjacks. They win it. Here we go. Last home game for the Blackjacks this season. Served by Bailey. Here's the hit and a kill there by number 14, Allie Zuraff. Her fourth. It's a 10-point lead, 24-14, Dawson Boyd. Trojans will serve. Waiting for the whistle from the referee. 24-14, Dawson Boyd, set two. Here's a serve by the Trojans. Goes in to Stratmon. Boffin setting up hit from the outside, blocked at the net by the Trojans. Still set point, 24-15. Hortonville serves in the back row to Wente, up to Boffin. His play at the net, and number 14, Roth gets it over. Nice play there by Stella. Stratmon, Stella Roth hits it deep in the back row. Johnson passes it up front to the net, and it's good from the outside there for the Trojans. And the Trojans aren't done yet here in set two. That was number four, Alyssa Arndt, with the kill. 24-16. Wente plays it in the back row. Boffin setting up a block at the net. Big block there by Zuraff. Hey, Trojans making it close here. 24-17 now. Here's the serve by the Trojans into Wente. Boffin. Blackjacks just need 1 point, and they get it over. Hortonville sets up. Play from the outside. Good. A kill by the Trojans. 24-18. Johnson and Tufto come back in. 24-18. I think that kill was by Conroy. Hortonville, Dawson Boyd a little confused of who can come in and who can go out on the rotation. Now Tufto's coming out. Reese Johnson in there with Perkins at the net. All right, we're ready now. 20 set point for Dawson Boyd. Here's a serve into the net by Hortonville, and the Blackjacks win it 25-18. Blackjacks go up 2-0. 2-0. They took the first set 25-10, took the second set 25-18. We'll take a couple minute break between sets here, and we'll be back with set number three right after this.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hard-working student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. The Blackjacks lead 2-0 on the Hortonville Trojans. Won the first set 25-10, won the second set 25-18, and we're just underway here in set three. Well, cross country is conference cross country at Hawk Creek Golf Course in outside of Raymond. tonight. And congratulations to the Dawson Boyd, Lockefeller Valley boys. They are conference champs. And conference champs on the girls was the Camby Mineota girls cross country team. Congratulations to them as well. Section cross country, I believe, is Wednesday or Thursday next week in Laverne. And we usually cover that. And tennis, I want to congratulate Hannah Hoy and Kayla Jan, Dawson Boyd, Lockefeller Valley. They qualified for the state tennis tournament in doubles today in Sioux Falls. I believe state tennis starts next week. Just looking at some results here. Camby Mineota girls, Maya Pesek was conference champ on the girls' side, placing first. Congratulations to Maya. Maya and I always have a good chat during the Yellow Medicine County Fair during their 4-8 stuff. So she's a good runner. All right, here we go. Set three between the Blackjacks and the Trojans. As I mentioned, Dawson Boyd up 2-0. Right now we're tied 2-2 in set three as we pick up the action here. Boffin saves it and getting it over is Tufto. Johnson for Ortonville in the back row, passes up front and hit there by Conroy. Blackjacks keep it alive and Yamlin hits it in the net on the third hit. Serving into the back row to Ritter. Boffin done a great job here. Tufto with another hit, man. When Bailey sets up Reese Johnson or Addie Tufto, it is a thing of beauty. Let me tell you, it is smooth. It looks good. It just perfect. Served by I think that was Yamlin with the serve. Ortonville returns it. Boffin setting up Johnson from the outside, and she hits it out of bounds. Sure, I break them up, and then they hit it out of bounds. Ortonville coming in to serve number 18, Bailey Merritt. Trojans have the lead, 4-3. Merritt serve, Boffin setting up. Addie Tufto, good again. 9 kills for Tufto, 9 kills for Reese Johnson. All set up by Bailey Boffin. Ritter serves a hard one in the back row. Here's the set, blocked by Boffin. Bailey's going to set up Reese from the outside. She hits it again. That was Bree Powell passing it up front. Blocked by Reese Johnson. Tied up 4. Oh, no, they're going to get blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds, the referee says. So no point for Dawson Boyd there. It's a point for the Trojans. And they go up by a point, 5-4. All the Blackjacks need to do, and the one hits it into the net, and this is the biggest lead for the Trojans, 6-4 in the match. 2 points. Blackjacks trying to get their mojo back. Volleyball is such a momentum sport. Here's Perkins is thrown over on the third hit. The set there by Arndt, and a nice drive. And Blackjack can't play it over. That was Sarah Kirkaby with her fourth kill. Becky Reich, the head coach for it. Boy, she does a nice job. We visited before the match. And even though it's been a tough season, she's pretty proud of the girls. And she talked to me about the ins and outs and get the lineups and stuff like that. First time I met Becky. 7-5 Ortonville. Here's Johnson from the outside. Oh, nice block by number 14, Zuraff. Here's Zuraff with a kill and she gets it in. Nice play there by Allie, her sixth kill. Boy, she had the monster block, and the ball came back. They passed it up to her, set her up nicely, and, boy, she's tall, number 14, Allie Zurath. And the Trojans have an 8-5 lead. Ritter passes it up to Bailey. She's got to get over. She can't set it, and she does get it over on the third hit. Here's a set by Ebnett, and a drive by guess who? Number 14, Zurath. 3-point lead, 8-5, Trojans. Serve goes into Ritter. Passes the ball up to Poffin. Here's Perkins in the middle of the floor. Nice dig by Johnson, the libero player for the Trojans. Blackjack's got to get it over, and Stratmon does, the ninth grader. The set is a back set and blocked by Reese Johnson. Second ace block by Reese. If the Blackjacks can go on a bit of a rally here now, down by three, but they do lead 2-0 on the Trojans. And, oh, Reese, she hit that one way too long. Oh. Blackjacks won the first set 25-10. They won the second set 25-18. Right now they're down by 4 points here in set three, 10-6. And the Trojans hit it out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd, 10-7. Coach Haley Gritmacher. Haley does a fine job as well with the Blackjacks volleyball program. And, oh, a missed hit there by Sarah Nye of Ortonville. She mistimed that one. 10-8. Perkins serves over the net. Trojans return it, and that was a good one by number 14 again, Zurath. She's having a heck of a set three here. Johnson will serve. Michaela Johnson serves it long. Service error there by Ortonville. 11-9. Here comes Lindsay Lund. They're down 11-9. You know what? Lindsay's done the first two sets in serving. She's got four ace serves in the match. And she gets another one. But I tell you, Coach Gritmacher showing Lindsay where to serve the ball. And the serve goes into the back row. Trojans push it over. Lund passes up to Bailey Boffin. Here's Huff. He hit it into the net. Eddie didn't get up high enough on that one. 12-10. Blackjacks made a little bit of ground there. And they will serve. Hortonville serving, that is, into Ritter. Nice pass by Ritter up to Bailey. Here's Yamlin from the outside, dug up nicely by the Trojans. Tried by Kirkaby is out of bounds. 12-11. Blackjacks will serve. Here's Kyler Yamlin, the freshman. Only 5'4", but she plays like she's 6'4". Plays like her brother. And the Trojans can't return it. Nice serve by Kyler. Blackjack football tomorrow night here on Q92 against the number one ranked team in the state and the defending state champions, Minnesota Vikings. And let me tell you, I called their game last week against La Capella Valley, and they're a machine. Blackjacks will have a tough game tomorrow night. Trojans hit it long, cross court out of bounds, Sarah Kirkaby. But you know what? You throw the records out the window when Dawson Boyd and Mineota play each other. It's a battle. It's a good rival. Hey, the Blackjacks have taken the lead 13-12 on that play. And they hit long by the Trojans. So Dawson Boyd now leading 2-0. They go up 14-12. And Coach Becky Reich up on the floor. I thought she was going to call a timeout. She's not. Yamlin serves. Trojans get it over on the third hit. Yamlin pass up to Bailey. Johnson from the middle of the floor hits it cross court out of bounds. 14-13. We got a close one, folks, here in set three. 14-13. And Bailey Merritt, the junior off the bench on the rotation, will serve for Ortonville. Gets it in the back row. Perkins. There's Reese from the outside. Nice stop there in the back row by Bree Powell. Bailey Boffin setting up. Reese, here it is, and it's good again. Kill number 10 for Reese Johnson. 15-13 Blackjacks. Ritter has an ace serve. Natalia Ritter with the ace serve. Coach Haley Grittmacher walking up and down the bench talking to the girls. 3-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Johnson from the back row, and Ortonville gets it over to net on third hit. Here's a hit by Perkins. Ortonville has the ball on their side, and oh, nice dig by Bailey. Here's Johnson from the outside, and Ortonville can't return it. Oh, what a dig by Bailey Boffin. Timeout by Coach Becky Reich of the Ortonville Trojans. Dawson Boyd leading 17-13. They have a 2-0 lead on the Trojans. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
All right, Bailey Boffin just got her second kill. And it's 19-14, Dawson Boyd leading Ortonville. Blackjacks took the first set 25-10, took the second set 25-18. And here we are in set three with the Blackjacks leading 19-14. Trying to sweep the Trojans here tonight. Oh, number eight, Rylan Plesner in there. Just fanned on a little bit. 19-15. Coming in to serve for Ortonville is Elena Nelson. We're in set three. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show after the match. And go through some scores. Name a Neon Needles player of the game. Ooh, there's a rare error by Reese Johnson on the outside. She almost hit that one underneath the net. I think Reese would want that one back. Just a 3-point lead. Now it's a 2-point lead. Nice serve there by Elena Nelson. 19-17, and Coach Haley Grittmacher is going to call a timeout. And with that timeout, Trojans making it tight here, down by two here in set three. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
We're back. Dawson Boyd leading 20-18 here in set three. Ortonville making it close here. Dawson Boyd leading 2-0. Reese Johnson will serve. And it's an ace serve for Reese Johnson. She's doing everything tonight. She's got two ace blocks, 10, 11, 12 kills, 21-18. Blackjacks win this set. And there's a back-to-back ace serves by Reese Johnson. 22-18. Strathmore is going to come out. In is Lauren Lee, a sophomore. Last home game for the Blackjacks. Here tonight, Johnson hits it into the net. It's 23-18, Dawson Boyd. Reese Johnson. Run jump serve, and here's a serve by Reese. Goes into the back row, a little too far. Oh, and the Blackjacks get the point, Bailey. Oh, that was number six. Or number eight, excuse me, Plesner. I believe that was Plesner and Lee at the net with the point there. And smash point for Dawson Boyd, 24-18. Reese will try to finish it here with her serve, and it is in, an ace serve for Reese Johnson, and the Blackjacks win it 25-18, and they sweep the Trojans 3-0. 3-0. What a nice job there by the Blackjacks. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
When you choose to deposit your funds with a local community bank like United Prairie, you're not only helping yourself, but you are also helping fund the economic growth of business.
I'm Winifred. My dad is Chris Wazinski. My brothers and sisters and I think he's a pretty good guy. We are proud that our dad is 100% pro-life record and is endorsed by the MCCL. He stands for traditional family values, and he is also endorsed by the Minnesota Chamber, NRA, and Farm Bureau, and has received many awards for his work in small cities and towns across our great state. Vote for my dad, Chris Wazinski, in November.
This ad was Ski for House.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindac Roofing out of Ortonville.
They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindacroofing.com.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Blackjacks sweep the Trojans, 25-10, 25-18, 25-18. Join me here is Haley Grittmacher, head coach of the Blackjacks. Wow, nice win, Haley.
Yeah, it feels good to get a win on the last home game of the regular season, for sure.
Regular season, how fast the season goes, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Every year it seems to get faster and faster. I don't know where the season went. I blinked and it's over.
Yeah. Well, you were just had the mic in your hand. What is it? Breast cancer awareness?
Parents' night.
Oh, parents' night. Okay.
Yep.
I saw all the
night.
Pink shirts. So.
Yeah, I think they were like safety construction workers tonight or something. I don't know what it is. That must be the only bright colors our kids have is pink.
Okay, so that's what you're doing, introducing the girls
parents. Yep.
Okay.
So this year we just did it a little bit differently, having it after the match. We've got a lot of parents that are farmers. So it's important that we wait for them so that they can be here. And then we did something a little bit differently. The girls didn't buy their parents anything this year. They just did an act of service for their parents. So whether it was making a meal or cleaning up around the house, just doing something nice without being asked.
Nice. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
excellent.
It was good.
Let's talk about the match here with Ortonville. I used the word dominating in that first set, 25-10. I thought Bailey Bothan, her sets were just amazing.
Yeah, she hustled her butt off tonight. We knew tonight that Ortonville has beat us in the past. They beat us at the tournament in Benson.
I mentioned that, yep.
And we knew that they pushed KMS to five so that they could be definitely a force. And so I told the kids we need to come into the gym and we need to control our side of the court and we need to just take care of business. And we definitely did that.
That's right. So, Bailey, my notes here, nice job setting the whole match, actually, but second set, 25-18, what do you remember about that? It was tied up early, 5-5. Ortonville took their first lead of the match, 6-5, 7-6. Then you guys went on a bit of a run there, and Coach Becky Wright called a timeout when you were up 14-9.
Yeah, we let them control the pace of the game in the first part of that second set, and we knew we had to just come back to what we know, which is aggressive serving. And we did that, and we were able to squeak that one out as well.
All right, and set three, 25-18, that was a little tougher one, wasn't it?
Yeah, we started out a little slow again, but we know that we can rely on our top serving. We have a really core group of kids that can serve really aggressive, and so it's just been fun to see them grow over the years as servers. Some of them have challenged themselves, like a lot of them serve deep, and so I know Caden Perkins tonight, I threw a short number at her, and she looked at me like, are you sure? And I'm like, challenge yourself. Go out there and get after it, right?
Good.
So, yeah, they were all in tonight.
All right, talk about some of your players. I was really impressed with Addie Tufto tonight.
Yeah, she's been blossoming throughout the second half of this season. She has been right up there with Reese for kill leaders. I think she maybe has took the lead tonight, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I have her and Reese down for somewhere in the ballpark of 10, 12 kills.
Yeah, I had Reese for 13. This is unofficial.
Yep.
Reese for 13, and I had Tufto for 10. So.
Yeah, so they've definitely been our two offensive go-getters here at the end of the season. And then they also just do a really good job of mixing it up. There's times where, so for the first half of the season, Reese played in the middle for us. There's times for where she'll pop back into the middle and swing a little bit, and Caden Perkins heads to the outside. We've been running the slide ball.
My terminology, too. Yeah. The slide, you did that a couple times.
We ran that a couple times tonight, and Addy mixed it up. She's, like I said, just blossomed into such an awesome middle blocker here towards the second half of our season.
Well, their kills wouldn't be possible if they didn't have a good setter, and you have a great setter in Haley Boffin.
Absolutely, yeah. She's super athletic and just gets the job done. Quite a few times where that pass wasn't perfect tonight, and she had to go get it. So I was really proud of her for getting after that ball, and I would say, I don't know, she probably had 30-some set assists, so she busted her butt tonight.
Yeah, Lindsay Lund, I got her for 4 ace serves in the match. Wow.
Yes, she is super aggressive behind the serving line and never afraid to go get it.
Then you threw some new girls in tonight that I haven't seen before, like Rolf and Beastman and...
We were able to get all of our players in tonight. You know, that's always the goal, but we got to take care of business on the floor first. But we were able to get all 14 of our players in tonight. We've got some kids that play JV and some kids that just sit the bench on varsity and come in as their roles are needed. Madeline Wente does a great job coming off the bench every once in a while for us to serve. Carmen Browers served super aggressive tonight.
Yep, she did very good.
She did awesome as well. So those are our two seniors that come off the bench for us. And then we have one junior, Ryland Pleasner. She came in the middle. And then a couple of underclassmen that are going to have to fill the void of losing a very talented, very athletic senior class next year.
Okay. So a big win, 3-0 win over Hortonville, and now that's your regular season's come to a conclusion. You start section play.
That's right.
What, Monday?
Yep,
okay.
We play Monday. We're not sure where we're at yet. We'll find out either late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning where we go.
Okay.
More than likely, we'll be towards the bottom. We're not really sure where we'll fall, but we're excited to make a run in the playoffs.
All right, and that's Monday.
Yep.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You know, it's tough for me to name a player at a game tonight. You know that.
I know. It's super hard.
Three girls come to mind right off the bat.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to go with Reese Johnson just because of what she did at the end with her serving.
She served super aggressive and was able to close that out for us. She also came back in the second set and was able to close that set out for us.
All right. Congratulations, Haley.
Thank you.
And we will see you Monday.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul. Yep. We appreciate the coverage.
Yeah, if Reese is available, you can have her come up, and I'll give her a T-shirt and stuff.
Sounds good. I'll send her up.
Maybe put her on the radio, too.
Perfect. We can do that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Haley Grittmacher, head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. They win tonight 25-10, 25-18, 25-18. Let's take a look. Whoops. Sorry about that. Let's take a look at the... other scores around the Camden Conference. Camby leading RCW 2-0. And Mineota leading Tracy Milroy Ballaton 2-0 right now. Mineota won the first set 25-18, won the second set 25-12. And Montevideo fell to Morris tonight 3-0. Haven't had an update on Lacapaul Valley or Central Minnesota Christian. Here's our Neon Needle Subway player of the game, Reese Johnson. Congratulations, Reese.
Thank you.
Wow. You got to give it. It was tough to name a player of the game because, you know, you wouldn't get your kills if it wasn't without Bailey, right?
Yes.
Talk about Bailey's setting here tonight.
I mean, it's only her second year setting. And
oh, really?
Yeah, okay. So she started last year. I mean, she works her butt off every single game. I mean, she never shows up and doesn't give 110%. And she, I don't know, she's...
gets after it.
Yeah, she does. And she does amazing for only her second year setting.
Yeah, how about Addie Tufto tonight? She was doing well.
Yes, she was. This was a great game for her. She's been doing really good this season for us, and she's been up there for leading the team in kills, and she does amazing.
Yeah, I had you unofficially for 13 and Addie for 10. And Bailey set you guys up perfectly.
Yes,
you like
she does,
that?
Yes.
When you see it, you're on the outside and you know it's coming?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, what sealed the player of the game for me was your serving in set three. There, talk about that a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I had missed a couple serves before, and then it was 2018, I think, and I was like, hey, got to finish this game off. So.
Yeah. Do you practice serving a lot in practice?
Yes, we
okay.
do.
Because, you know, you hit the net, you give the point to the other team.
Yep.
Right? You don't want to do that. So, well, last time you played volleyball on this court, I believe, right?
Yes, it is.
What's that feel like for you?
It's very bittersweet. I mean, it hasn't really sunk in yet, but...
Yeah, it's tough, though, isn't it?
Yes.
In a way. So, see, it's parent. Was it parents' night tonight?
Yes, it was.
Okay, that's what you were doing at the end
yep.
there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk about your parents. Give us a radio shout-out.
Yeah, my parents are Sarah and Josh Johnson. I mean, they come to every single game. It's harvest, obviously. My dad's a farmer, and
yep.
he shut down to come and watch me.
Nice.
I mean, they're amazing. They bring me, I mean, they brought me to club volleyball, and they do everything.
Yeah, me. Talk about club volleyball. You play, like, in the summertime. You go all mm-hmm. over, don't you?
Yeah.
Who
so,
do you play with?
Well, I used to play in Watertown.
Okay.
But then I've been playing at Dawson the past couple of years, but.
Okay. Didn't you go to Florida? Did you go to
no.
Florida? Okay, you go, okay. All right. That's somebody else I'm thinking about.
Yep.
Sorry about that. Well, congratulations. You're a Neon Needles Subway player of the game, and we'll get a picture of you here. I'm just going to go off the air here. So.
Okay.
And you get a Subway value meal from Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City. So thanks, Reese, for joining me.
Thank you.
Good luck in section play.
Thank you.
That's Reese Johnson, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game, and that wraps things up here in Dawson tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring sports here on Q92. Once again, your final here, Blackjacks won 25-10, 25-18, and 25-18 over the Trojans. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, NASA, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM. You pay a lot of money for your internet service. You know there's a place you can get unlimited free music streaming, unlimited free live sports streaming. Use no data. It works everywhere. No credit card needed. No account required. You don't need a subscription. It's family friendly. Get free local weather, free emergency alerts. It's radio and it's all free on 92.1 FM, Q92. Q92 Country Time, 8:33.
Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP-FM.
Another day, another dollar. Daylight comes, I'm on the way. Another day, another dollar. Working my whole life away. The boss told me I'd get paid weekly, and that's exactly